Comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, Kill Tony Starr, J.D. Vance is a Badass. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 12, 2025. Netflix's Kill Tony host Tony Hinchcliffe told Bill Maher that Vice President J.D. Vance is a badass. Citing his response to the media when they questioned him about the comedian's comedy skit at President Donald Trump's Madison Square Garden rally last October. Have you gotten to meet J.D. Vance? Hinchcliffe asked during Sunday's episode of the Club Random podcast, to which Maher replied, "No, never met J.D. I got to tell you, all that I know about him is that this guy's a badass." Hinchcliffe said, citing Vance's answers to the media when asked about his comedy sketch at the October 27, 2024 MSG rally, which the left used as fodder to attack Trump, despite knowing that his style of comedy is dark humor and insult roasts. J.D. Vance was taking questions, and every single day. And trust me, I was watching like a hawk. We get sent the clips. And they would ask him, "What do you think about the racist comments from the speaker?" They were calling me everything but a comedian, Hinchcliffe continued. They could not say the word comedian, which I think it really backfired. Hinchcliffe added, to which Maher replied by acknowledging, "Yeah, that would piss me off. Watch below." Hinchcliffe went on to say that the time after Trump's Madison Square Garden rally was very stressful. The comedian elaborated. "But J.D. Vance, he was taking these questions from the press, 'What are your thoughts about the racist comments?' And he would nail it every time, day after day. He would say, 'First of all, it's a comedian. I don't know why you're calling him a speaker. He was a comedian defending free speech, and where has our sense of humor gone? How do you not know that was a joke? That's clearly a joke. Maybe it wasn't the right time or place. Maybe he was just taking the questions like he was a comedian. Like he understood the perspective of the mission." Maher quipped that next time Hinchcliffe makes a joke like that, he should think of some island where like only rich white people go, suggesting, "There's a floating island of garbage. It's called the Bahamas, it's called Cayman Islands. When I was at the inauguration, trust me, they were all high-fiving me," Hinchcliffe said. Elsewhere in the interview, Hinchcliffe noted that acceptance and invitational energy of Let's Break Bread is somehow becoming slightly a more quality of the right, adding that them calling everyone racist is where everybody really fucked up. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.